Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
I'm Sue London, and you are listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm here today filling the hosting today for Dr. Pat. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next 30 minutes and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. I want to also invite you to join me by connecting with me on my website, AskSueLondon.com. If you have any thoughts about the show or questions or any feedback you want to share with me, you can email me through my website, AskSueLondon.com. And when you're at the website, sign up for that free newsletter because then I can send you 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with some tools and techniques to help you overcome your challenges. And just so you know, these videos I'm going to send you are filled with tools and techniques that I used in my own personal life to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, illness, life and death, pregnancy, abuse, a challenging divorce, being given 30 minutes to live in my life, a near-death experience, to soaring above it all, meeting Mr. Right, and now having the perfect life that years ago I only dreamed about having. So sign up for that free newsletter. I'll send you those videos and help you getting on your way. So again, that website is AskSueLondon.com. Now, we have got a great show for you today. We have got my very good friend, Missy Bystrom, with us. And we are going to help you get organized. It's my favorite topic. When I was a little girl, my Grandpa Buck used to say to me, Susie, you just got to get a system. And you know what? Honestly, being a little girl, I just really didn't understand what he was talking about. But he kept persisting on this topic until I got it. And I have to tell you, my wise Grandpa Buck, well, he was sure right. Because I can tell you firsthand, getting a system and being organized is truly the answer and the solution to many of the challenges that some of us face daily. Now that I'm so organized, sometimes it really drives my family up the wall. But, you know, for all of you listeners who have challenges getting organized, today Missy Bystrom is going to help you to overcome those challenges. She's going to give you some tools and techniques. And we're going to talk about a great book that she's got that actually will give you the step-by-step each day instructions on what you can do to get your space organized, which will help you to save a lot of time. So today we're going to talk about getting yourself your time organized. You're going to learn so much. It's incredible today over this next 30 minutes. But let me tell you, before we bring Missy on, a little bit about her. Missy Bystrom is the owner of the Organize Connection and Organizer Licensing and Certification Program. She is the personal home and business organizer for 25 years. She specializes in virtual organizing and coaching. Missy is an author and a speaker focusing on balance. Her mission is to help people declutter themselves inside as well as outside. Didn't I tell you we were going to have a great show today, guys? Now, you can learn more about Missy at her website, theorganizedconnection.com. She's got a great blog. You can check that out. She gives lots of great tools on there, lots of great information. But before I bring her on, I want to give you a number to call because today you can phone in and you can ask Missy your questions. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So without any further delay, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, my good friend, Missy.
Hello, Sue, and I so appreciate being here. You know, I love your show and I love you, and what a pleasure. What an absolute pleasure and gift.
You know what a delight for me. You know, I love you, and you know, to talk about my favorite topic, organizing, what more could a host ask for? So seriously, and it's a Friday, so what more could I have, right?
I know. It's a beautiful life. I say it all the time.
Yeah. So you know what, let's get right into this.
Okay, let's go ahead.
You and I, you know, we hear a lot of people say, well, I don't have any time. I can't do this. I can't do that. Let's address that for what people can do so they have time in their life.
Sure. Let's jump right in.
Let's do it.
You know, my favorite thing is instilling balance in people. And we are all very, very different creatures. We are all individual. That's the beauty of it. We all have different time constraints, but we're all getting a lot of things thrown at us these days.
Yeah.
You know, my goodness, I mean, just the media alone and upping all of their input, and then all of the new social media and the tweeting and the LinkedIn and the Facebook, and then, of course, our emails and our texting and our phone, and, you know, all this can lead to emotional clutter and overwhelming.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, we have had not as of recent, but in years past, a lot of extra income and a lot of stuff out there. And so we have accumulated and we have consumed, and now we're sitting in a midst of stuff and we're overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So,
and can I add to that? You know, I have a BlackBerry now. I've really grown up in the world here. And my daughter calls it a crackberry. And I said, Sarah, don't talk like that. That's terrible, you know. But it is so addictive.
Uh-huh.
It takes so much time.
It does. And I got to say, you know, there are so many little bitty things we can twist around and tweak in our lives to give us more time. And that is one of them, I honestly believe. And, you know, I held off with the cell phone as long as I could. I didn't have one until 3 years ago. But now I'll tell you, unless I am conscious of it, it will take over my life. I mean, it is a time sucker. And I love that, calling it a crackberry, because that's pretty darn right on the spot.
Now, so let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've become aware of that since my 19-year-old daughter pointed that out to me. Now, so we've got other people listening, and they're thinking, I just have to have my phone with me everywhere I go. I've got to check this. They're, like, really addicted to having this with them. What is something simple that they can do as a first step to free up some time to not have that BlackBerry in their hand taking up their time?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, and that's a whole other topic, but, boy, it does correlate with time management, is that what I tell some people is practice. It's such a silly concept, but first of all, I have to tell some people, don't take it in the bathroom with you. If that's your first step, then so be it, honestly. And then if you haven't started that yet, please don't start, because I would honestly, and people won't admit it, but they're in the bathrooms with their BlackBerry or their iPad or iPod.
I'm one of them.
Uh-huh, they are.
Yeah.
And so, because, you know, we multitask, which is so silly. But, you know, we do it, and let's admit it, we all do it.
Yeah.
So that's the first step. If you haven't gone down that slippery slope, then why don't you try taking a walk outside, even around the block, without your telephone?
Yeah.
You know, to go to the grocery store without your phone. I mean, we'll all be all right, but it's these things we have to consciously do.
Yeah, and you know what? I will honestly tell you, the only reason I got a cell phone was because I travel so much and I want to be there for my kids. So if something comes up, you know, if I'm driving or I'm across the country or whatever, they know they can always reach me.
Exactly.
You know, but then with the BlackBerries, they have the email on there, and that's what I had to kind of, like, focus on, not spending the time answering emails so much, you know?
It's true, and I'll tell you, it's making us more scattered. We like to think that it makes us more organized, but quite frankly, it makes us more scattered.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I can't cite a report, and I'll bet you there aren't many out there, but give it 10 years, and there will be.
I know it. Can we, like, we've got people listening and they're saying, oh, I'm not scattered, but they don't even know they are. So let's talk about how people can have to be aware of when they're scattered, what they feel.
Well,
right. Let's talk about some of the symptoms, like
you have to be you have to be aware in your tummy. I mean, a lot of people, and they also can. If you can, see, it's so hard because we are so disconnected with ourselves, with our bodies, and our voice, and our thinking. It goes on. It runs on without us. So people, I mean, it's so hard to know, but there are some signs. Like, for instance, if you find that you're on your BlackBerry and your child asks you something, and you're like, just wait, just wait. If you hear yourself saying that, you shouldn't be. I mean, really, you needn't be on all the time. Your poor children needn't wait for you to get done doing. And the reason I know this is because these are the things I've caught myself doing.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'll wrap myself out because I've made this a mission to be more present with my children and to be more present when I'm at school with the children, volunteering, and to be more present with my clients and present with me. And so these are the things that I notice that I get so sucked in, and it's a priority, whereas we should be making eye contact with our children. We should be making eye contact with other people. If you're talking to another person, and it doesn't matter who it is, and your phone dings, and you move your eyes off of their eyes, you lose eye contact for a split second, that's a sign.
Well, so, you know, I find for me, what happens for me, I think, as you know, but listeners, you would know this. Right now what's happening in my personal life, I'm doing lots of radio shows, but right now my husband and I have sold our house. We're having a brand new house built, and we're having two brand new investment properties built. We're moving into a hotel in 34 more sleeps, not like I'm counting, and there's a lot going on. So I find for me, when I start feeling dizzy, that's telling me I'm scattered.
Yes.
And what we do, my husband and I, it's like, okay, one of us are feeling that way. We stop everything. We make a picnic dinner, and we go down to our waterfront. We have a beach in our town, and we'll go down the waterfront. And that's what really helps us. Missy, we had to take a quick break, so let's come back after the break and talk more about how we can free up our time. Sound good?
Perfect.
Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
Do you really need to be connected 24/7 to the outside world? Do you find yourself giving up your sacred space very easily? Is your creative potential rapidly being compromised? Wouldn't you love to reclaim your sacred space and create an abundance of creative activity in your life that attracts more health, wealth, and enriched relationships? When you create a sacred space and sacred time in your daily life, you uplift your own sense of well-being at a very deep level and attract beauty, harmony, and enriching relationships with grace and ease. Suddenly, you don't have to try and work hard. You become a magnet. Your desires start to manifest easily. Grateful souls want to support you and your purpose. You live your higher destiny. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit us at explorationgratitude.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I'm Sue London. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm here with you today, filling in for Dr. Pat, with my wonderful guest, Missy Bystrom. And today we're helping you get organized, folks. Now, Missy, before the break, we were talking about, you know, let's look at freeing up time. We talked about, you know, the Blackberries take so much time. What are some things that take our time that people aren't aware of? Like, how can we free up and get more organized with our time?
Well, a lot of it is just, you know, the simple things we hear about them, but they do make a lot of difference. Mm-hmm. And that is just having a predictable home environment and car environment. It's the stuff all around you. You know, don't overconsume. Don't buy more than you need. And then what you do have, make sure you know what you have and yep. that everything has a home. Everything yeah. goes exactly where it is. I just got off a foot surgery. And I'll tell you what, I went to look for the jalapenos in the refrigerator yesterday, could yeah. not find them because they weren't where they belonged.
Oh,
simple things like, isn't that hilarious?
Yeah.
I mean, everything in our house, little things have a home, and that's because it's yeah. time-saving and it's predictable and there's no anxiety. And, of course, jalapenos, okay, that's an easy one, but what about your car keys? What about yeah. your glasses, you know?
So well, and that leads into, you know, so in other words, you don't want clutter in your house.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, clear that.
And then you can't find something, you go out and buy another one. I mean, there are this subject of organizing, and since I've been doing it so long, there are so many different ways and directions we could go.
Yeah.
But it translates to everything. I mean, it's all the same. You know, we're this one human being, and we've got to be decluttered inside and outside, and
yeah.
it takes some conscious effort.
It does, yeah.
And I know,
as a little girl, oh, my gosh, I was not organized. And my Grandpa Buck really was the best mentor for me in my life.
What a beautiful thing.
You know, and, oh, he's just shining down at me now, smiling. Like, that's look at that girl. Who knew a miracle would happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's true. Like, as busy as I am accomplishing so much, and I'm not exhausted doing it.
Bingo.
You know?
Yep.
There, right?
That's
and,
it.
You know, I know you were on my show, Get Inspired Radio, a while back, and my producer, Chris, was saying, you know, he doesn't have time. And one of the things that you had said to Chris was, you get up a few minutes earlier.
Yep.
Right? That's another
yeah.
good point. Like, people,
and then
right?
there's other kind of clutter that we call into our life. I mean, we, yeah. we overcommit. We sign up. We take on too much. We
yeah.
think we can do it all. We don't hire out. We don't look for volunteers. I mean, there's all these things.
Yeah.
That we do, and yes, get up a couple minutes earlier. Honestly, it won't hurt.
Yeah.
And you have, but then arrange your day and by good, you know, if you are a social media person and you do this for your business,
yeah.
I always tell people set a timer because
yeah.
you're going to get pulled in. Set a timer. You know, really, you can be in charge of the time that we are given, and
yeah.
It's about planning, but it's also about a little bit of self-discipline, which. You know, we need to have because we're getting lots of messages from different directions, and,
yeah.
and we need to remain a little bit balanced in this, and we're not.
Yeah.
We're not.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Now, I always start my morning with a meditation,
uh-huh.
and I go within what do I need to do, and I make a list every day what I need to do. Do you do
mm-hmm.
that?
I actually do it at night before I go to bed so I don't think about it at night.
See, I do that on Sundays for my week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll plan.
Perfect.
Like what our whole family are doing, like where I have to be, you know, maybe with this daughter or, you know, be have the grandma hat on doing something with my grandson or date night. My husband and I, we have a date night twice a week. And, you know, now it's been every night, like I said earlier, picnic at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible, folks. What Missy and I are telling you is it is possible to free up time in no matter what kind of schedule you have. And, Missy, you also can help people if they're still having problems with this, correct?
Oh, definitely. It's my passion. That's
yeah.
That's what I'm here to do.
Now, when someone works with you and they're not in your own area of California, you can do how do you work over the phone, over
Skype?
Oh,
I definitely. We work over the phone or we Skype. They send me videos. You know, we can help with, you know, it's an amazing thing. But a lot of times people feel like they don't even have time for me to come in their home. So that's why I created the virtual, because sometimes people just need a supportive person. And since I've been doing this for so long, if someone shows me a picture of a closet, I can pretty much tell you what to do.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, you know, it's like a puzzle. It's a puzzle, and my head has it. And so, you know, we've all been given gifts. That's mine. And so the virtual has been extremely successful on many fronts and effective.
Wow. Yeah. That's good. That's really good. So anyone listening, no excuses, people.
No excuses.
Okay, so now, say someone's listening, they want to get a hold of you. What steps do you want them to take? Do you want them to email you, phone you, or?
You know, emailing is the best because then I have a hard record of it, which I love.
Okay.
And the email you can email me at is Missy, M-I-S-S-Y, at theorganizedconnection.com.
Okay, perfect. So, folks, it's theorganizedconnection.com. And Missy is definitely here to help you. Now, Missy, you also train people to be organizers themselves?
I do.
Yeah, so tell everyone about that.
Well, real fun career if you have that organizing gene. It's a beautiful career. And it's really logistically, if you're an entrepreneur, you want little overhead and you have the organizing gene, it's a fun career, different every day. And you can help make a difference in people's lives. So I started my own licensing and certification program, and twice a year I offer it. And the neat part is I get to do ongoing mentoring, and you know, it's just what a beautiful thing. Yeah. So
do you do that over the phone, or do you, is that only in person?
That's in person, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to be expanding this year.
Yeah.
And you know, if a few people want to get together and they're really serious about this, I'm willing to fly. I just feel like I want to do this all over the U.S. I really feel like with the economy starting the way it is, we need to be really, especially, you know, women and men both, we need to start being creative. This is one creative job we can do. And so, it's a four-day event, and I'm definitely willing to fly and train people as needed.
And folks, I can tell you, Missy is such a fantastic person at helping you get your stuff together. I was saying actually to Missy during the break that I want her to start organizing computers. So I'm going to kind of like give her a little push to get some kind of course going for all of us around that.
I got that push. I wrote it down.
Girl, because I actually, after the show's over, I have to go pick up a new computer today. My other one's kind of deciding not to work anymore. It's ready for retirement.
Yeah.
And you know when you have to do that change. Again, it takes time, right? It takes
time. A lot of time. Computers, email, the whole thing, it all takes organizing. Yep.
Yeah, it's so true. Missy, I love you. You are such a gift and a wonderful friend, and I have been so honored and blessed to have you on with me today. So keep up the great work you're doing, my friend. Check out theorganizedconnection.com, and folks, visit AskSueLondon.com, sign up for the free videos, and pick up my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. To learn more about Missy, one more time, it is theorganizedconnection.com. Folks, it has been my honor being with you here today and filling the host seat for my dear friend, Dr. Pat. I want to thank my guest today, Missy Bystrom, for being with us, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Dr. Pat Show. Please join me on my show, Get Inspired Radio, every Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Ugh. Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more.
Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.